Hello and Merry Christmas. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A, where we bring our questions and sometimes our successes too, and talk about calcium bentonite clay and how we can use it and how it can work better for you. For those of you who are new and listening in and are not familiar with clay, it's volcanic ash. It's supercharged from the heat of the volcano. It has an energy residence to you, and it does miraculous things with the body, and the beauty of clay is it's safe. So it's one of the most marvelous things. I've been drinking clay and applying clay. Well, I've been applying a clay probably 13 years and drinking it 12. The first year, I just couldn't get myself to drink clay until I had acid reflux, and then it was easier to drink the clay than to suffer the consequences, and the consequences went away in 3 days. I was acid-free, so I'm a lover of clay and love talking about it, and I'm happy to answer your questions. I hope we have some listeners tuned in today. I know it's the holidays and everyone's busy, and we'll just talk about clay. I'll go back and forth and give people online an opportunity to answer their questions. So I'm going to go over to the question page and see if we have anything there. I have one question. It says, from Audrey, it says, can clay be taking every day forever? Thank you. I hope so, because I'm taking it every day forever. Clay is not habit forming. You can stop it any time. There are no withdrawals from it. But clay does have a lingering effect. The other day, a friend of mine came over, and he had irritable bowel syndrome, and he'd had it for like 10 years and was always kind of uncomfortable. And I gave him a little shot glass of clay. I called the shot glass about a 1 ounce jigger. So I gave him a shot of clay, not through a needle, drinking it. And he told me several weeks later, he said, I want you to know that one drink of clay, I was amazed at how quickly it worked. I mean, before I left your house, I was noticing a change. And it stayed that way, and I wanted to see how long it would last. And I went 2 weeks before the symptoms started coming back, but I had 2 weeks of relief. And, of course, he got clay, and now he's on clay. And I saw the other day he's ordered some for family members, and he's sharing it with everybody because he had been suffering this for 10 years. And in a lot of cases with different things, clay is, I like to say suffering is optional with clay. It doesn't work on everything, but I would say 95% of the things it's going to work on and bring such quick relief. It's always amazes me how quickly clay works. The other night, something bit me on the neck, and I had this hard raised red knot on my neck. And I just smeared a little clay. Before I go to bed, I usually dab a little clay. I have a couple of molds that I'm shrinking, and I just dab a little clay on there and go to bed with the clay on and sleep with it on. And I dab some on my neck. And the next morning, I couldn't find the lump. It was gone, and I know it's going to do it. I know how fast it works, but it always amazes me when it just goes away so quickly. And just like in his case, he was amazed. I've had two people with lower gut pain that have had it every day for a year, two elderly ladies. And I gave them both a shot of clay, and they said within 15 minutes before they left my house, the pain had diminished. It wasn't a severe pain, but it was just that, you know, that uncomfortable heaviness and awareness. And it's just absolutely amazing how quickly it works, even on mashing your finger in the door or burning yourself. It's amazing on burns. But yes, Audrey, you can take it every day forever. It's not going to hurt you. Clay never killed anyone. Never hurt anybody's body organs. It only helps the body. Now, when you first take it, if you're highly, highly toxic, you might have a detox reaction. This generally lasts 3 or 4 days. It could be a headache. It could be lethargic. Could be a little constipation. But it generally is a short span. And what you want to do is drink quite a bit of water. and the water helps, you know, flush out your system and get the toxins out of the way. So that's what I have to say about clay. And I'm going to look, seeing if we have any more questions coming in. Well, it looks like all the clays, the questions for now. Ah, here's one. I have this bloating thing going on forever. Would clay help with this problem? Also, can you talk about some of the other benefits of clay? Happily. And this is JP in Orlando. JP, a lot of people have this bloating thing going along. And you need to experiment with the clay and see when you take it that it helps the most. I don't know. Some people it helps if you take it before you eat, and others it helps better if you take it after you eat. But you need to take it on a continuous basis. Again, I would say the 2 ounces twice a day for at least 14 days, and then you can kind of find your happy place, your level, how much you need daily. And you've got something going on inside. The bacteria are building up and giving off gas, and this is causing the bloating and swelling. I like to take clay as a standalone. I know some people take it with psyllium, and psyllium is good to scrub out your lower colon. But I find clay does the job fine by itself. Whenever I mix it with psyllium and try it, I feel extremely bloated. So if you're taking it with psyllium, leave off the psyllium and just take it as a standalone. Just mix it with water and take it. Other problems with clay. Internally, acid reflux, stomach ulcers, colon discomfort, leaky gut, irritable bowel syndromes, a Crohn's disease, all of these things the clay will help with. Now, sometimes we need to help our bodies too, and we need to look at how we're eating and what's going on that's causing these problems and try to get down to the root cause. Taking it internally, it enriches your blood. Now, clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, and how it does this is because it's a catalyst that works with the body, and through enzymatic action, it can actually increase your red blood cells. It stops anemia. Now, that's amazing to me because it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. But it's definitely, they have proof that they've shown slides, and there's an article on aboutclay.com. There are lots of articles there you can read to educate yourself on clay. And one is clay for enriching the blood, and it shows slides of the blood before and after 6 weeks on clay, and the difference in the red blood cells, how bigger and healthier they were, and they weren't overlapping and touching. And it showed no acidity in the blood afterwards. Sometimes our blood becomes acidic. Clay has a 9.7 pH, so it's on the alkaline side, and it wants to balance your pH. A balanced pH is where we want to be. We want to be about a 7, right in the 7 range. Clay is homeostasic, so when it works, it doesn't want to overdo something. It wants to bring it into balance. It's kind of like our body maintains a certain temperature all the time, and we sweat to let off. If we didn't, we'd explode. So clay has that same homeostasic ability. It stimulates. When you take clay, when you put it on and let it dry on your skin, you will feel it pulling, and particularly on places where your skin is thin, like your face. If you put a face mask on and let it dry till it's really completely dry, maybe go a little beyond dryness and leave it on, you'll feel your face begin to be flush and warm. And when you wash it off, your cheeks may be very red or your face may be red. And that's because it's pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface. And that's what's necessary for cellular repair. So maybe that's why clay heals things and so such a short period of time. If you put it on an open wound, it heals so quickly. A lady called me this morning talking about some of her problems and wanting to start clay, and she had been very, very sick, and nothing seems to be working. And I was talking to her, and my grandson was here listening to me explain to her about clay, and he said, tell her about the time that I was shooting my gun and a shotgun and it kicked and hit me in the cheek and it cut my cheek and I put clay on it and it healed real fast. So he wanted to share his happy experience with clay. The other day he caught a baseball and it popped up and bent his thumb back and it was all blue and swollen. And I put clay all around it and he just let it stay on there real thickly. And when I called that night to see how his thumb was, his mother said, oh, he's out playing football and the blue is all gone. So that was, you know, it just takes the soreness down. When it does this drawing, it's pulling out swelling, excess fluid, and that's what puts pressure on and causes inflammation, particularly in your back when you have something inflamed in your vertebra. If you pinched a nerve or your back's a little out of line and it's causing some swelling and some discomfort there, if you put a clay poultice on it, it draws that fluid out, it tightens it up, it gets it back into alignment, and it takes the pressure off that nerve. So those are some of the way clays work. I like to brush my teeth with clay. I did it this morning. It makes your teeth feel like you've been to the dentist's office and have a cleansing. It's not too harsh. It doesn't damage the enamel. I have lots of dentists that recommend doing it and packing your gums in clay to tighten your gums. When we get older, our gums get pockets in them, and the pockets can get bacteria, and it's bad on the gums and the base of your teeth, and you can lose your teeth. So putting powdered clay between your cheek and gum at night and sleeping with it in there, just take a sip of water and get it off your tongue and just sleep with it in there. The saliva will stick it to your teeth and keep it right in that little trough. And it's going to pull the bacteria out, bring the blood flow and circulation, and tighten that skin back to your teeth, tighten those pockets up. We've had people that were scheduled for pyorrhea surgery, and after 4 or 5 days of brushing and packing their teeth with the clay, they didn't have to have the surgery. So before you have surgery, try clay. That's all I say. We have a lot of diabetic people who have ulcers that won't heal. They have a difficult time in healing. And they've been in the hospital maybe weeks and taking high levels of antibiotic, but they wouldn't heal, so they had them scheduled for an amputation. And I know of 3 or 4 that we have stopped amputations by giving them 4 days with clay. And it started healing the wound. The circulation was coming back. That blood flow was coming up there. Clay gets rid of the dead skin cells, and it helps heal from the inside out. It will literally close a wound that needs stitches if you keep the clay mud on there until it, when you take it off, you notice it has pulled the skin together just as neat as it can be. And it's healed it. It's grown back together. No stitches required. I've seen cuts that went all the way to the bone that have healed. And it doesn't build up scar tissue. In fact, if you have old scar tissue from old surgeries or old injuries or knee injuries and surgery when you were a teenager, I had a lady who had played basketball when she was young, and she was in her 40s, and she still had this heavy scar tissue on her knees. She started just putting the clay mask on top of the scar tissue and letting it dry, and particularly at night she'd put it on and sleep with it on there, and the scar tissue just goes away. That ridge of keloid built-up scar tissue just literally goes away. I don't know where it goes. If it's absorbed into the clay, it's just miraculous. I've had people drink the clay and they've had cartilage in their joints that was bothering them, and they got relief from just drinking the clay. But with arthritis, I would also put clay on the joint at first. I used to have arthritis in my thumb, and my neighbors came over. I had a little Christmas party, and I was opening a bottle of wine, and she said, you want me to get my boyfriend to open that for you? And I said, no, I can open it. So I was turning the cork thing at the top, which is kind of hard to get it down in the cork. And she said, I used to be able to do that, but I can't anymore. And I said, I didn't used to be able to do it either till I started taking clay. And now that doesn't hurt my thumb at all, and I have a very strong thumb. So those are just a few of the things clay works on. When you're highly toxic with heavy metal poisoning, clay will work on that through clay baths. And it's amazing. We'll get back to some of that. I have some more questions in queue. Audrey, and I think Audrey is from Norway. She said, can I drink my clay throughout the day, or should I drink it all in one go? Either way you like to do. I like to take a clay shot. I like to do a single serving is about a rounded teaspoon and 2 ounces of water. Now, you don't want to stir clay. It's going to cling to the spoon. You want to shake it and break it up and let it get emulsified and then drink it. Now, some people, I'd rather just take the shot and drink it down and then drink some water. But some people like to mix it, put their rounded teaspoon in 8 ounces of water instead of 2 ounces, and then sip on it through the day. It's a little chalky. When you swallow the clay, you get a little bit of chalkiness, and that's from the alkalinity in it. It doesn't taste bad. It just leaves a little chalkiness, and I just drank it down. And I used to get a drink of water to chase it after I did that, but it doesn't bother me now. It has no taste, and I just drank it down. And I kind of like to leave a little bit in my mouth and squish it around because it's good for my gums and teeth. But if you want to drink it throughout the day, you can. Any way you do it, if you get it in you or on you, the clay will find a way to work. And the rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, you need to increase the amount of clay. And that's a very good question. Thank you for that. You do need to drink water during the day, particularly at first, because you want to flush off the toxins that it pulls up and get them out of the system. Then I have a question from JP in Orlando. Said, my grandson is 3 years old. He has a ton of problems with his skin, eczema. He also has issues with his eyes, such as styes and infections. He is also a very picky eater, so it's hard to get any real remedies in him. But is clay safe for a three-year-old? Yes, clay is safe for a three-year-old. I just had a three-year-old little girl with high lead levels, and her parents started giving her just a little bit of the clay, and then they also gave her the clay baths. Two a week for like 3 months. Actually, it was a three-year-old boy, and his lead level was 7.3 in his blood. And he was giving him a teaspoon of the liquid clay twice a day, and then he was giving him the clay baths. I'm not sure if it was every day or every other day for 3 months. And when he went back and had him checked, the doctor took his blood sample and went back, and he came back and said, what have you been doing? And he said, what do you mean, what have I been doing? He said, what have you been doing with him? He said, he has no lead levels at all. It went to a zero, and I've never seen it. Even with chelation, it doesn't go to a zero. So, yes, it's very safe for children. We have babies that take it. We just put a little teaspoon or half a teaspoon in their milk or their juice if they're colicky. And I think it would help your son a great deal. He does need to drink it. I give it to my grandson in his apple juice. The reason being is anything on the outside is a reflection of what's going on inside. So he has some imbalances on the inside, and they're showing up through the skin. The eczema, we had a lady that was 83 years old, had eczema all of her life, and she looked like elephant hide. She wouldn't go out in public anymore. She had it from her head to her toe. Her daughter came up and started giving her clay baths, hot clay baths. She would put her in the bathroom, cover her clay in the clay mud, and let her stand there for a while, draw a hot bath, put her in there for 20 minutes, get her out, dry her off, and then she took coconut oil and rubbed it on the well, all over because her whole skin was just dried, crinkly, flaky, itchy stuff, and put it on her. And the morning of the fourth day, she woke up, and all of that big, heavy, dead skin had fallen off in her bed, and her skin was just beautiful. But she really used it. She was drinking like 3 ounces four times a day. She was taking the clay baths daily, covering herself in clay all over the places before she got in there, and using the coconut oil. She'd rub the coconut oil, wrap her in a towel, and put her in bed for 30 minutes, and then, you know, kind of dry it off. That gives the coconut oil time to soak in. So I would, for his age, he could drink a teaspoon to a tablespoon of the clay. And you can just, like I say, my grandson takes it in the apple juice, and it tastes like apple juice. He gets stomach aches, and it really helps his stomach. I think this is going to clear up the other infections and his thighs also. It's going to balance his pH out. It's going to help his blood, and it's just going to help him all over. And if you have any more questions, let me go. Those are great questions. Thank you. JP came back and said, oh, I'm so glad you're talking about the teeth and gums. I'm almost 62 years old. I'm having the exact problem that you are talking about. Is there any discoloration in the mouth after sleeping overnight? No, there's no discoloration. In the morning when you wake up, just rinse your mouth out. There'll be some just little plugs of clay. Just rinse your mouth out and spit it out. If you have leaky amalgam fillings, it's going to be pulling the amalgam that leaks out, the mercury that leaks out. It's going to capture that too. And the way I like to do it, JP, is I get a little ridge of clay on the handle of my toothbrush, and then I can pull my cheek out, and I can kind of get my toothbrush back in the cheek and then turn it and dump it between my teeth and gums. Now, if you try to put the hydrated clay, the clay mask in there, it's slippery, and it's going to hit the saliva, and you're just going to swallow it. So be sure and put the dry clay in. This is also good for mouth ulcers and cold sores, things like that. Get it on there immediately. It doesn't discolor the mouth at all. It would be good for you to squish the clay and brush your teeth and then take a swallow of clay and squish it between your teeth. That's going to help with those gums and your teeth too, and it'll get in between those places that you might miss just brushing. I put a little toothpaste on my toothbrush, I wet it, I tap it off, and then I dip it in the dry clay and brush my teeth. And sometimes I go back and dip again, and your teeth just feel wonderful, and they lose that yellowness. Now, it doesn't make it look, you've seen these people with their teeth, I say dyed, bleached white. It's not that white, but it does take the yellow discoloration away. And it helps tremendously for that. So these are great questions. I'm glad to see you all on here. Here's one for Linda. What about hair loss due to a possible hormone imbalance? Would clay help with this in this case? Well, it would help in two ways. It helps balance your hormones anyway. And if you use the clay topically on the area, the clay mud mask, maybe in the morning when you get up, rub it on your scalp there. Let it dry while you're brushing your teeth and going around and before you have your shower. And just let it dry a little while and then take your shower and wash it out. If the hair follicles are not dead, it will revitalize new hair growth. And it's going to tighten those follicles and clean. Sometimes we get a lot of excess oil and impurities down in those follicles, and it's a little bacteria gets in there. It's just not good for your hair. So you can just more or less wash your hair with it. I have people with real fine hair that like to use the clay as a daily shampoo because their hair has more body. Now, if your hair is coarser, it's going to feel like dry and too coarse. So if you put it on and it feels that way, just use a conditioner afterwards, and it'll lighten back up. But it's very good for your scalp. So you want to drink it. Again, I'd say start with 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days and then find your happy place with clay. By that I mean you can back off. Some people continue. I continue with 2 ounces. Sometimes I take three. But then I'm 74 years young and I tend to be more acidic, so I like what it does. I like to drink clay before each meal. Just take a little slug of it. Because if there's anything toxic in my food, the clay is going to grab it. If there are toxins from pesticides and herbicides, if there's radiation on my food, the clay will grab all that. So if you take a little before you eat, it's like eating organic. So continue with that, and good luck on that hair loss. I think you'll find my hair is thinning hereditarily in the front, and it gets thin, and I do the little clay on there, and then I see little fine new hair growth, and I just need to remember to do it. Audrey again, can clay help purify tap water in any way? Sorry if you've answered this. Thank you. It feels wonderful to be part of this dialogue. Well, Audrey, it's equally happy to have you on here asking these questions. And don't worry if it's been asked before, because this is how we learn when we talk about this. Somebody else probably needs to know the same thing. Yes, it will. It will help with chlorine and the fluoride. If you put clay in there, if you have, the gentleman who taught me about clay told me, he said, if I was in a flood or a tsunami, something like Katrina, and I had nothing but polluted water, it wouldn't bother me a bit to throw a handful of clay in there and stir it around real good and let it sit for a little while and drink the water off the top. He believed it was that good at helping purify the water. And we actually have a gentleman now using the clay and doing some experiments with it for cleaning out sewage water. So, yes, that's a great question. I notice when I put a little clay in the water, I don't taste the chlorine in the water. I use bottled water now, so and I can't even stand to drink out of the faucet. It's just a total different taste. But that's a very good question, and thank you. Bring all your questions, and I'm here to answer them. And Audrey has another question. How does clay help balance hormones exactly? Is it possible to answer this? I don't know how it does exactly. I just know that women taking it, there was a lady in Antigua, and she was drinking the clay. Her boss gave them each of the, she had a beauty salon, but she gave them each some clay, a little bit of clay, and she didn't have very much. So she was only taking about a teaspoon every other day. And she always got menstrual cramps. Her hormones go crazy. And her menstrual period, she would have severe cramps. And the first thing she noticed was her period started and she had no cramping. And we know that there are women who've taken it to get pregnant, to help their hormones get in balance and that they can get pregnant. And pregnant women were the first clay eaters probably on the planet. They craved it while they were pregnant. And the women in the Aborigine tribes would go out and seek the clay. Of course, back then they didn't have doctors and medicines, and they used herbs and they knew about clay for healing. But they craved eating the clay, and they would go get the clay and eat it, and they believed it helped develop the fetus. It would turn the baby. Sometimes the baby was turn run. They would rub it on their stomach. It was known to turn the baby. Drinking it would help them expel the afterbirth if they'd do it right after delivery. And it also, rubbing it on their breast, helped brought down their milk. So they were some of the first people who started the habit of eating clay. And how it works, it's something to do with the fact that clay is homeostatic and it likes to bring things into balance. Chemically, I can't give you a definitive answer. There's so many things clay does, I can't tell you how it does. I can't tell you how the blind kid that had the glaucomic birth defect when he got to be 15 in his hormones, a teenager, he had been blind since he was 7, and he started having these terrific pain attacks behind his eyes when he reached his puberty stage with his hormones. And the doctors had literally operated 20 times and couldn't stop it. And they finally said the only thing we need to do is to remove his eyes from his sockets. Well, his father had heard me on the Power Hour, ordered some clay. The day it came, he was having an attack. They just threw a tablespoon in a glass of water and stirred it up, had him drink it slowly, and in 15 minutes, the pain attack was gone. The next week, it happened again. They did the same thing. After that, I started having him drink the 2 ounces twice a day and then find his maintenance level. The last time I talked to his dad, it had been a year, and as long as he drinks 1 ounce of clay a day, he doesn't have those pain attacks. And they believe the pain attacks were triggered by hormones because it started when he sort of reached puberty. So I just have results. I don't know how it does what it does in many, many cases. I just know that it's safe. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to damage any of your body organs. And, the worst thing you're going to have is a detox reaction, and that'll be within the first 3 days. Okay, here's one from Jen. I have this root canal that must have some infection due to food, etc. So there's always soreness and swelling. I am so tempted to just have it pulled, but I don't have many teeth left, so I'm hesitant. I will be trying clay. Thank you so much. This was my first time with you on the webinar. Well, thank you, Jen, and you pack that clay with the tooth with clay. Pack it real thick all around the clay on the inside and the outside. You'll get a little on your tongue. Just swallow it, but put it around there real thick, and even on the outside of your face. And we have it's known to help pull out the infection and swelling and get rid of that tenderness. I wear braces, and my teeth are out of alignment in the back, and I only kind of chew on one side, and I had a tooth that I kept hitting when I was chewing, and it was starting to get tender. And I thought, oh, no, I can't have a root canal, not now with braces. So I just started packing that tooth with clay, and in 2 days it was gone. So good luck with that tooth, and thank you for listening in. Well, our time is up for the day. Let me check and see if we have any more questions. I do. Audrey said, thank you for talking about hormones. Can clay help to draw out internal infections as well? For example, bladder or uterine infections. To some extent, yes. There's some things that are better for bladder infections. I like a product called U-Track. It's very gentle. It's a powder. You can get it online. It's U-TRACT. And I think it's better if you do have the infection and there's itchiness and irritation. The clay definitely helps with that. Just put some on your hand, the mask, and rub it up in you. You can take a douche with clay. You can take enemas with clay. And it's good for all of that. And that's definitely anything that itches or burns, put clay on it. And it takes the pain away. But you really need to clean the infection out in that bladder. And I think if you try the U-TAC track, you will get faster. I would also kick up the amount of clay I was drinking. I have had treated it with that. And sometimes if the bacteria get too built up, it can't help it as well. It kind of depends on what's causing it. Gabby in Torrington, New York. Perry, I have 2 cattle tanks that I use to collect water off shed roofs for my use on garden. The tanks are full of yucky stuff. How might I use the clay to purify that? I also missed the first 6 minutes of today's program. Is there any way I can listen to it? Thanks again for all your help. Yes, scrub out your tanks and get them clean. And then start putting clay periodically in the water. It helps clean, it helps keep that algae buildup from happening. So just throw a little clay in there and stir it around and and it'll keep it down. I've put it in bird bath bowls, and we had a lady the other day that said she was keeping her daughter's dogs, and she had two watering cans, plastic watering bowls out there, and she said one of them she put clay in the water and the other one she didn't. And the one she put clay in the water, and she left them about 2 weeks, and when she went in to wash them, the one that didn't have clay in the water had slime starting to build up inside, and the other one was just fine. So get those in there and see if that doesn't help you a whole lot there. The shows are recorded, and they're archived and replayed. If you sign up for the newsletter on livingclayco.com, there's a place there to sign up for the teleseminars, and Cheryl will send out a notice in about, probably tomorrow or the next day, as soon as she can get it up on the archives, and you can go in to listen to all the programs. They're about 30 minutes, and I appreciate you all listening in and asking questions, and I thank you. I am so grateful for all of you. I really learn from people. It's when we talk about things, sometimes you use the clay a way I wouldn't have thought of. Like there are people in India that use the clay mask on the inside of their upper arm and wrap it in saran wrap, sleep with it at night to lower their blood pressure, and I never thought about that. So we learn from each other, and the sharing is great. And I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a healthy, happy holiday and a wonderful new year. And I will see you probably next year. And cheers and good wishes. Thank you for tuning in. This is Perrier, over and out.